Chovas HaLevavos by trying to raise their arguments and then bashing them down. So he points out that perhaps an argument would be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu built into us Chovas HaLevavos instinctually we're Oyev Hashem, instinctually we're Yoreif Hashem. It's something which is built into man, just the same way that there's no need to learn how to breathe, no need to learn how to eat. These are things that a person does by instinct. There's no need to learn how to be a Rei Hashem or an Oyev Hashem. So on this he points out, V'rei ki ein divrei chasidus v'inyonei ha'yirav ahava v'taras ha'lev dvarim hamut ba'im ba'adam adshleid tarchu emtsoyim v'knosam ela yimtsu osam b'nei adam ba'asam kenosh yimtsu kol tenoseim ativiyos shena yikitsa ra'av esova kol shar tenuot akukot b'tiveinu. Simply it's against the mitzvahs. We have many people who don't have Ahavas Hashem, don't have Yiras Hashem. So it's hard to say that we're doing something which is instinctual. So the moment they have to be acquired, one requires a strategy. And this is classic Ramchal. First you have to know what it is, then you have to have a strategy of how to acquire it, and then you have to have a strategy of how to keep it. It's not enough just to acquire something. At Simchas Torah, gosh, just many of us require a tremendous amount of Ahavas Hashem, a tremendous amount of Simcha, but then it dissipates. You go to a Mordechai Ben David concert, you can acquire a certain degree of Dveikus, but then on the way home, it already dissipates. You know, how does one keep it? So therefore, this requires time in order to be able to think through. Firstly, amitas hadvar. What is true ahava? What is true yira? What is true dveikus? What is true chasidus? We spoke last time in terms of people who view it as zogging tehillim, people who view it as a sigufim, putting yourself through torture. So first you have to understand amitas hadvar. Then ladas derech knosam. And thirdly, l'kayimam, to be able to maintain them. There's nothing in the world which can be acquired without effort. That everyone understands that avoda requires kavana, just to go through motions. Any fool understands that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not interested in motions. He is not interested in puppets. He's not interested in automatons. He's interested in where we're holding inside of ourselves. Otherwise, nim'eses v'ntoeves, simply people, that was a whole chait of the door of the Churban. They thought if they go through the motions, bringing korbanos, that'll save them. It's like a magic. Ki chol levavos doresh Hashem, rachman aliba boy. Not only in terms of tefillah, certainly in terms of tefillah, but in all mitzvos, chol yetzer machshavos, humevin, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his ways of knowing exactly what we're thinking. Can't fool HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Umaner na'anel yamato chacham yitrashalna min ha'iyun hazeh, v'hinachnu davar shekol kach mutar aleinu, hu ikar ma Hashem alkecha shal me'itanu. In other words, that what excuses are we going to have when we all know that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks into how we into with what heart we enter into our avodas Hashem, hayitachen. And over here he really pulls the rug out from under people. Hayitachen shiyiga v'yamol sichreinu b'chakiros shalom itchayavnu ba b'pulpulim asher lo yetzem izeh shun primehem dinim asher enam shayachim lanu u'masher chayavim anu lebarenu chov haraba nazvenu lehergel nanichenu lemitzvos anashim lumada. Person has to have a proper ladder of priorities. If we were to see someone who doesn't know Hilchos Shabbos, and he spends all his time studying Hilchos Kodshim, we'd say, what are you going to do when Shabbos comes? How are you going to have a home if you don't know Hilchos Shabbos? First, you have to deal with those things that you have to know, you have to be aware of. And then, Vakasha, learn Kol HaTorah Kula, but there has to be a certain order. Azu Hadin, Ahava, Yira, Tveikos, these are part of Ma Hashem Elkecha Shomimach. These are basic. Afterwards, you can then go ahead and get involved in other matters. And now he takes them one by one. If we have no idea what real yira is, Ech nikno, so how are we going to know? You know, a person can have a ladder in front of him, but he can spend his whole life walking around the ladder because he doesn't know he's supposed to climb the ladder. Ech nimolet min ahevel ha'olamia meshakeach osa milibeno. Self-call-self, one would clearly understand the world is not a place of yira. Ein yiras elokim ha'makom hazeh is not dafka what Avram said when he got to Eretz Plishtim. That's something which is very real. B'chol holam kulo. Haloti shachach v'telech afal pishi adanu chavasa. The people tend to be social animals. If a person's not going to push himself in the right direction and have a direction, then he's not going to get to his goal. Ahava kamokin, and when ishtadu l'kvo osa b'levaveinu b'koach kolem tzomeh gimos osanu gazeh ech nimtzeinu banu. In achinami, we have an instinctual ahava. You have to know what to look for in terms of instinctual ahava. There's a tremendous difference between ahava and ta'ava. In other words, if you were to go fishing, you were to find a fish, you wouldn't say, I love this fish, I'm going to eat it. Right? In other words, that's not, if you love the fish, you throw it back into the water. A person has to be able to define his terminology. Dveikus is a powerful emotional pull. To have a powerful emotional pull, you require a motivation. There has to be a reason why I want to be pulled to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if one thinks about the godless realmless HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that's a reason to be Dovek. But if you're not going to put that on your mind, so where does Dvekus going to come from? Ech titar machshavteinu im honishtadu l'kanakosem en hamumin shematil bo hateva gufani. Everyone knows that during Shemoneh Esrei our mind tends to wander. That's a given. That's the nature of man. That the moment that we're not involved in something active, then our mind tends to go to all sorts of different places. But if a person is not aware that this is a period of time that he's supposed to be thinking about something else, how in the world is it going to rein in his imagination? Everything requires tikkun. We're all on the level we don't get upset. We're on the level that we're not bali gaiva. We're on the level that we're not jealous. Mi yashem mi yitaknem. Who's supposed to do this? We have to be able to look into ourselves. No one's going to point it out to us to the degree that we know. Right? People can point out to us that which is obvious to them. But we know where the real issues are. And if we don't deal with it, who's going to deal with it? That a person could help himself if he's willing to be honest with himself. In order for a person to be honest with himself, he has to be motivated to be honest with himself. Once he's honest with himself and he's motivated to fix himself, then a person can bring other people to that level as well. Meitiv in lahem gamke. Self-call-self, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us in order to be meitiv. So we should also want to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meitiv to others. But that would be hypocritical to help someone else see himself. We don't see ourselves. Huma shamar shlomo, into vakshena, kakesef, kamot monim, techapsena, as tavin, yirat Hashem. Shlomo HaMelech put it very pithily in Mishlei, that in order to find Yiras Hashem, we have to search it as though it were a treasure, because it is a treasure. But it requires the same effort. You don't find gold or without going into a mine. You don't find oil without digging deep into the bottom of the ocean. You don't find diamonds without hacking away at that which appears to be implacable. So if a person were to take that approach to Yira, then you get to Yira. Eino omer az tavin philosophia, az tavin tchuna, az tavin refuah, az tavin dinim, az tavin halachos. In other words, that even though these are areas that we would say require a tremendous amount of effort, but over here, what Shlomo HaMelech is pointing out is that the effort you require for Yiras Hashem is more than for all of these areas. Elo az tavin Yiras Hashem, hare lecha shelo havin ha-yira, tzarech levakish osak ha-kesef, ulchapes osak ha-matmonim, hare efo b'mashe meluma adlon me'avoseinu, mashe meforsa me'etzol kol ben das. Okay, we'll stop over there. We said we'll continue tomorrow.